Welcome to the Current Podcast. We're back, baby. Today we have Maury on this side with us. He's joining us.
Turn it on, baby boy. Turn it on.
He wants to see what you guys want to feel over here, you know, get to see him up close and personal. All right, bro, start us off. What are we going to talk about today?
I feel like we just have to start with that. Should we start with that one?
Let's go for it.
The new sport that is being introduced.
Let's start with
what is this new sport that's being introduced?
All right, so today I was today I'm like, all right, we're gonna have an internal pause. I'm like, I gotta come up with stuff we're gonna talk about. And I'm already finished with the list for the most part, so I'm like straight. Then I see this last thing. Right? Where it says European Sex Championship.
What?
And it's in Sweden, right? And the whole thing is that they deemed it a sport. So now they're having a whole tournament and all that. I'm going to pull up the details right now. But, yeah.
So is this like who lasts longer? Is that the competition or what?
For real.
What would it be ideal for you? Was that?
I'm trying to understand how this
Who has works. The most creative positions or what?
Most creative positions. Who lasts longer? I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to build some stats around this.
Who eats ass?
Whoa.
Quickest nut.
Whoa. He said, Biden, don't. Hey, Biden,
what did Biden say?
Biden, repeat that one.
I said, who eats ass?
The most, because you can't compete if you're just doing it like one
you
time.
You can't compete if you're...
Yeah, who eats like, the most?
How many people you did?
Oh, sick! Who eats the most?
So,
that's what I'm saying.
For the longest period of time? Or what are we talking about? Okay, all right. Yeah, so Sweden, a country known for its more inclusive policies on freedom and equality, has been the first country in the world to officially register sex as a sport. With this, the country is set to host the first ever European Sex Championship in Gothenburg from Thursday, June 8th.
Bro, they have a federation?
I feel like that's going to be just a huge orgy.
The event will be happening under the guidance of the Swedish Sex Federation.
Yeah, it's an orgy going down, bro.
Oh, you ready right there? I forgot to have that shit mirrored to the TV.
I know, I was looking at you right now. Like,
I was like,
bro,
was like,
you sure you want to have that shit mirrored on there, bro?
Is that all it says, though? Is there no more thing else to it?
Well, I mean,
man, I'm going to break my neck if I look up.
Damn.
Duration, 6 hours per day. 16 disciplines, 16 categories. Wow. Representatives, 20 across the globe.
So I'm sure it's a couple.
Wait, hold on. They want 20 people from different countries
to represent,
to represent their countries. So they're trying to do this like an Olympic sport. Hold on. All right, so list of disciplines. Let's go.
Okay. Seduction.
All right, so who's good at seducing, right? Like,
that you're asking us right now, bro. What are you talking about?
Me.
I believe he's reading the prompt.
I mean,
well, I guess I'm good. I sold her a dream.
I sold her a dream.
Well, hey, bro, what do you think you sell women? A fucking... You gotta be a salesman, bro. You gotta be a salesman. You gotta sell yourself. That's what our life's about, man. That's what I learned in Wolf and Wall Street.
I mean, you're not wrong, but still, it's just the way you said it. The way you said it, I'm like, oh, damn.
Hey,
I was like,
all right.
But it is true. All right,
yeah, so let me flip that. So you sell them a dream that your intentions turn into reality. You know what I'm saying? But... Yeah. I just had to end. I had to finish the bar.
Finish the bar.
He's like, I had to fix it before it gets worse.
Okay. All right. So seduction. Prelude.
Babe, if you're listening
prelude.
To this.
Prelude. What is that?
Your dreams are real.
I have no idea. So then.
Massage of various body parts. Various
I'm
going to
tap out of this
body.
One, guys.
Who has the best massage technique, I'm guessing?
Wow.
Massage of erotic zones on the opponent's body. The opponent's body. What?
Yeah.
So like who?
So you're going. Wait. So wait.
Hey, does that mean they're counting nuts?
No. Not just that, but it's like okay, I am representing what?
The United States
or El Salvador? Let's say they allow me to do that. Whatever. Whichever
country you
declare. El Salvador.
Look,
it's really going depending what country.
Hey, you gotta go get do
it. Point is though, it says your opponent though, so it's like okay, your opponent is like this. I don't know. I'm gonna say this Romanian chick or whatever. Is that how it works?
Who gets aroused the fastest?
It says opponent. It says massage of the erotic zone on the opponent's body. Opponent, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like that word got
like
to
who
me right
who
now.
Takes who down first? Oh, man.
All right, so then oral sex, penetration, endurance, appearance, pose performance, artistic performance, and exchange of postures. Endurance and the number of... There you go, number of orgasms. Wait. Creative change of position increases blood pressure and...
They'll just have a Fitbit on you or whatever. The most beautiful position.
Why is Sweden doing this?
Hold up. Increased blood pressure and heart rate during competition, the most beautiful and difficult position.
Bro, they have
artistic communication, most active couple. Damn, they're most active. Now I'm relieved.
They have a point system. All right. Participants will be awarded 5 to 10 points on each discipline by the audience.
And a committee of five judges. Low key, I like that part because it's like, just imagine a UFC fight, for example.
It's terrible.
Nah, bro. How many times have we seen?
How's a sex fucking orgy gonna have these type of rules that sports in real life don't have yet?
That's what I'm saying. They're transcending sports.
Factors such as good communication skills between the couple, endurance level, and knowledge about sex will be taken into consideration. And you can apply. And they gave you the email if you want to participate in this.
How did they even pick you, though?
Bro, okay, I need to think about
You got to send a video like, well,
a video?
My Johnson is this long.
It's a kiss.
What the fuck? What do you think is gonna happen, dog? Like, yeah, send us a tape of how long your Johnson is, or how long you can, you know, spread it, or.
Oh, bro, no, where to watch the live streaming event?
Oh wow,
this event will be on Live Sex House,
and it gets worse.
For real,
God, man, I can't believe they're trying to do this.
That is a sport, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2023. If you're just joining us, welcome to 2023.
That's the sport now, huh?
That's a sport now.
In the country of Sweden. And yes, it is globally.
I think it might just be too cold up there, bro. I think they don't got nothing to do.
Yo,
I'm shocked.
You're wild. They're like, we need something to do. And that's crazy to even think of that as a sport.
You know what I mean? On a more serious tip, though.
Please.
You sent this video about, and it's been circling around the news about the UFC making more than any combat sports organization combined, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's in like the 300 millions or something like that.
I mean, you guys know why, right?
And why, Enzo?
Because they have way more freaking pay-per-views. They damn near fight every week also. Like, I'm sure they're making money. I'm sure not every area gets that shit. Like, we get it when it's on a subscription. Some areas still get it on pay-per-view.
The volume of it is definitely better.
Especially worldwide and shit. Yeah. That's still pay-per-view, bro.
And then all the sponsorships that they get. Just think about it. I saw this video too recently. Or who was it that fought? It was a recent fight too. But the fighter, he was the one that lost. And... he dropped a can of Monster, right? And it's like right when Boost Buffer's about to like raise your hand and whatnot to see who the winner is. Mm-hmm. And he drops it and he picks it up. And like right when they're announcing it, he makes sure to like take a sip and everything like that. It's like that's all sponsorship right there. You know what I mean? That's all money. Like Monster, I think, is the one that pays one of the most because they're almost always in the same octagon.
What Izzy Adesanya's done to Monster, right?
Yeah,
like it out. Cross.
Yeah,
and puts a cross over it.
Yeah, because I mean they say that the Monster is it's associated with, you know, Satanism or whatever. But yeah, I see how that like they do that, and the whole thing of it is like he dropped the can. There was nothing that spilled at all, and then he just still takes a fake sip of it. You know what I mean? So it's like. That's how much money is involved in the UFC at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Just like that simple little posture that a fighter does. You know what I mean? It's pretty crazy to me. But at this video that they're talking about, I forget the guy's name exactly. But he's basically breaking that down and how he brings up Francis Ngannou's fucking his pay and what he was demanding and all that stuff. And... how it wasn't too unrealistic given how much the UFC is making and all that. Profiting, too. Because that's one thing. Like, there's one thing if you're making that in revenue, but they're profiting 300 plus million, you know what I mean? That's pretty incredible.
Well, I mean, now you see why Logan Paul and the Paul brothers are always talking about fighter pay. And going at the
so there's a couple videos.
Yeah, but at the same videos.
No, don't hit me with that. Yeah, but what you got to say?
At the same time, you got to understand that the UFC gets us invested in fighters that no one else would want to be invested in. They also get us interested in them. They do the marketing for them. Like, that's stuff that the fighters aren't doing on their own. So they're using that money to also invest in them. All right, let's take Francis Ngannou. Since he's left the UFC, he doesn't have the same pull as he used to have. A lot of people don't even care about him anymore. He's become irrelevant because he left the UFC.
But he got a monster deal, though.
So that counts for something, right? No one really cares about, like, watching.
Well, we'll see how that goes once his fight gets called upon, right? Once that fight gets announced, we'll see if he's like, oh shit. Like, we'll see if we pay for that fight, for instance.
For example, I see.
But I agree with what you're saying.
But even the Gypsy King was kind of like, oh, no, it's pointless. You're not in the UFC.
That's true. Because it was like a brand thing back then. It's like, but let's say Francis, this bet that he took, because he's betting on himself, and you build up a couple fights and you start knocking dudes out like you were in the UFC, and then you become like synonymous with the PFL, like how Conor is with the UFC.
But then at the same time, what pedigree of fighters does the PFL have? Because at least what's sold to us, right? This is why UFC is making the money. They've sold us the idea that their brand brings in the best fighters compared to any other brand that's out there. That's the idea that the UFC has sold to us. Why do you think, like, even though Michael Chandler was a champion in Bellator, when he came in, people didn't respect him, even though he was a champion.
I love how you're going into that. You know,
because they looked at Bellator as, like, that's a lower division than the UFC. But and then you look at the PFL. PFL is even lower than Bellator.
Let me interject on that.
All right, go for it.
I love how that you made that point, and that's kind of going into what I got to say about how Chandler came into the UFC and he didn't win. He won the first one.
He surprised on his first fight.
Right, he was like a shocker.
He took out Dan Hooker.
But then after that, it was like we
lost
rather,
after loss.
But it's like we're entertained by the brute force, the entertaining factor of his fights and all that. You know, so it's not necessarily like that's what the UFC also offers you. It offers you Tony Ferguson losing the last five fights also, but it's a fucking entertaining fight. Damn, bro. You're seeing Tony Ferguson try to be that Ferguson, but he doesn't have it, but he's getting pieced up. And it's like, bro, we like to see it, bro.
And
it's
that's
like,
the other thing. But that's the money that's being invested into the marketing. The fact that you get to watch an embedded, the fact that they get you involved in wanting to see a fighter that has lost so many fights.
But then that's
and
the
then you're still like,
imagine how much money
you're
you make
like,
on
damn,
YouTube videos.
Like, oh, it might happen, you know? And it let's take boxing, for example. In boxing, you lose a couple fights, you go down. You're no longer A side. You can lose everything
automatically.
Because
I mean, look at Conor. You know, Conor lost.
Like having a loss in your record as a boxer is one of the worst things. That's why being an undefeated.
Not necessarily. See, that's what's crazy.
Nowadays, though,
that's what Floyd did to the game, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's the trend that it is now.
But I feel like what's gonna be proven in the next generation of fighters is, especially now that they're making these fights like Errol Spence and Bud Crawford, and now that we got Ryan and Tank, even though that we didn't get to see what we thought we wanted to see, the fights are being made where it's like, damn, these are the fights that should be made in boxing, right? But as far as like the UFC and what Francis did with the PFL, I feel like he bet on himself, and it's just all on like, if he's betting on himself, let's see what kind of matchmakers they give him to see it. Like, maybe he gets an old name from the UFC that hops on over there, offers some money. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the way that I see it, too, though, is that they were talking. Dana White was trying to say that it was unrealistic demands, right?
Now that we're seeing that $300 million or nah?
Well, the thing is, you got to take money just one aspect of it. And at the same time, you just got to see, the grand scope of things. So we're talking about, first of all, the Luke Thomas video where he breaks down that this whole thing. And then one of you guys just sent a video recently about Chito Vera, and he was talking about his first pays as a fighter and his first pay as a UFC fighter. And if you start seeing that and how people are getting paid around the world, bro, compared to what the UFC is paying them, the UFC is still paying, you could say, top dollar when it comes to MMA. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Especially if you're an up-and-coming fighter, because he said that he was talking about how, like, the first time that he fought in Mexico, he made $1,000 that night. And before that, he was fighting for, like, 80 bucks, bro.
I get you, but guess
what? One time he fought for 300 bucks. He's like, that doesn't even cover anything.
But guess what
he gets the UFC, he gets $8,000 to show up, $8,000 to win. And then he goes up from there based off
right, but you also split it out with your gym and your trainer and your come in and all that. It's not just you taking that yourself.
Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes you don't even have that. I've seen people that literally maybe have one person on their corner and that's it. Like, it's not a whole group like that.
And do they win?
Sometimes, bro.
When it's rare, it's up and coming. Trust me, you.
Someone like Chito Vera, bro, how do you think he was able even to get into UFC? He probably had fights like that. Maybe not in the UFC. But he had fights like that coming up.
Didn't we see Mike Perry bring in his pregnant girlfriend?
There you go.
To be a corner person. To just be the one that wipes him down.
That's because Mike Perry's an idiot, bro. Come on, bro. Like, that's... All right, hold on. Let me take that back. Mike Perry, you're just not very wise. Because it's like, I don't want to get beat up by man. What did you say about me, bro? He's already fucking confronted people that spoke crazy about him. So I'm... All right, Mike, you got that. But... I still gotta say, like, that wasn't a wise decision to have your pregnant wife be your corner person, you know? And at the end of the day,
he's trying to save money.
So
that's what I thought.
So the unrealistic things that he was asking for was that he was trying to, and unrealistic because he's pushing for something that's gonna would change the whole UFC and all that when he wants like a fighter board association and all that type of stuff and you know, and be able to go and box. Like, I feel like you really have to put.
But what's wrong with that?
Because I feel like not just anybody in the UFC gets that type of thing. You know what I mean?
He wanted a union.
And honestly, I'm sure
a lot of fighters that are champions get offended by the treatment that a guy like Conor gets, that it's not a champion anymore and can call shots when and when he wants to.
But honestly, if you saw the documentary, though, that he just put out, you see that it's not like that. The UFC has sidelined him for a long time, too. So he's not the one to call the shots, necessarily.
But it just...
He can force the hand, but he's not calling the shots, necessarily. That's what we saw. Did we not see that?
Bro.
He was talking about after he fought Cerrone, he was so eager to come back. He didn't come back until he was like, I'm retired. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to go fight with a boxing charity fight with Dustin. And then they're like, nah, y'all going to fight UFC. MMA.
But that's what I'm saying. That's because...
He forced the hand, but he didn't call the shots. Because if he called the shots, he would have had a fight lined up right after Cerrone.
That's what happens when you create a brand, right? So yep. Conor's a brand. So
they were
going to
lose money.
That's why I said
it's
synonymous.
At the end of the day, they were
going
to lose money.
You have to be... Like, Francis is trying to be synonymous with PFL now. Just kind of like what Conor has.
Well, that's the thing.
To
PFL
have that leverage
gave him,
to be like, PFL I'm going to walk away if those, you don't do this type shit.
PFL gave him those things.
He tried it with the UFC,
he's gonna,
just didn't
he's
work.
Gonna, they're starting something called PFL Africa. Francis has equity in that. That's part of his deal.
But that's
he's allowed to go box whenever he wants to. That's part of his deal.
Conor has that type of deal,
Has Conor gone out and boxed again, though? He boxed that one time, and we haven't seen him do it again yet.
Because he cashed out, bro.
But at the same time, again, if he's the shot caller you're referring to, he would have done it already. He would have not fought Dustin that second time and have actually fought Manny Pacquiao, but he can't.
So you don't
He
think-
still has a contract that bounds him to the UFC at the end of the day, bro.
So, yeah, but in that
and
contract...
That's the exclusivity that Francis wanted to have in his contract. And I don't think necessarily that Conor had that in his contract, that he was like, I get to go do whatever I want when I want. It was more like they let him do it because of the magnitude it was at that moment. Mayweather was still, you could say, in somewhat of a prime condition not in a prime, but still like in a very, it was still competitive. It's not like now it's exhibition boxing,
but at the same time,
I mean?
You gotta remember
it was
a sanctioned
fight.
That was
the beginning of the exhibition,
but it was a
bro.
Sanctioned fight though, still at least.
Bro, most of the exhibitions are sanctioned, bro.
Nah,
they don't
but
have
you gotta,
to,
you gotta
bro.
Think
why do you
the
think he's gonna go fight
was,
in Saudi
bro.
Arabia? Because it's not sanctioned, bro.
In Saudi Arabia, it's a whole different thing.
That's why, because he doesn't have to go through those
the ones that he's had here with Logan and all that's all sanctioned, bro.
He didn't fight in here and with Logan, bro.
Florida, what are you talking about?
But that's even that was
they all have to be commissioned.
No, they don't. You know why, bro? And that's why another bro. You watch the Chael Sonnen
you know
thing,
why
bro.
It has to be?
You watch the Chael Sonnen thing, bro. Chael Sonnen talks about how it wasn't a sanctioned fight because it was an exhibition fight. And that's why Logan was like, I haven't gotten paid from that shit. When it's a sanctioned fight, the commission pays you, bro.
The
not the fuck. Yes, bro. Yes. As soon as you get back to
I need to backtrack on that.
As soon as you go back to the locker room after a fight, here's your check. Commission. from the commission, bro. Not for, that's what a sanctioned fight is, bro. Is when the commission pays you, not this promoter, this Mayweather Promotions thing, you could say, where it's not sanctioned, it's exhibition, and he pays you. That's why. Why do you think Logan was on record saying I haven't gotten paid for that thing, bro?
Food. All right. So where's that?
And Chael Sonnen broke that down. Well,
he also
said,
hasn't spoke about it since. So that means he probably got paid already. Bro.
Already, but
they've already
moment,
explained that
moment,
pay-per-view.
At the moment, Chael Sonnen,
those things to get paid out take months.
Still, but at the
moment, what's his name? Floyd Mayweather. He's also been on tape saying that he hasn't got paid from Pacquiao fights and shit like that.
But Chael Sonnen is breaking
takes
that down.
So long to pay
how,
you, bro.
How you still get
like,
your,
but you get paid interest
those back those backdoor that back not even gonna say backdoor but. That back end money comes in. Back end comes in at the end. That's why it says it's back end money.
Valid.
But you get money to show up and to fight and to pay. To show up and to win. But in that exhibition thing, it's a whole different ball game, bro. Because again, the commission's not holding that money either.
But
you have it's a whole other thing.
When you do a purse, someone that's involved in this, I get you. I got you. When you do a contract, bro, there's stipulations, right? And one of the stipulations is what the percentage is going to be on pay-per-view buys, which is what your cut is going to be, and then what the purse is going to be at the door. And that's what the fucking commission controls. Not no pay-per-view shit. That's why they make you sell the fight yourself. And if you're going to create a Golden Boy Promotions or a money promotion, that's a whole nother thing right there, bro. But I don't think the commission controls that money also.
That's why I'm telling you. From what I remember, again, Chael Sonnen, what he was talking about on that.
That's the sanction part that the about, commission, the purse it, of it, the it, fight. It, you know how even when Tank and Ryan were saying, well, I'll give up my purse. The sanction won't let you do that shit. The commission won't let you do that. That's why at the end he was like, no, I'm going to let him keep his money because that's not allowed. You already had a contract we agreed on, right? But the pay-per-view shit, now if he would have been like, well, we'll bet the pay-per-views.
I don't know. How
that's
that
a whole
nother
ball. That's what I'm saying. Like, because they can't control that. That's an outside.
I think they can, though, because if you think about it.
In a contract, you
right
can.
Right now, especially in this day and age, they know immediately how much they made that night, bro. They know how much pay-per-view base they had that night immediately. That's why Dana White will go out and be like, we just did
but guess what happens
this gate.
With that?
We just did this much on pay-per-view buys. Like, especially if it was a good night.
Yeah,
and so, he hits like a million fucking pay-per-views.
And guess what happens
that
with that? Because I've paid for a lot of this shit.
That's another thing. Francis Ngannou, his last fight, you know how many it was? 300,000 pay-per-views.
I get you. But bro,
you're not going to get all that shit you want if you're selling that
let
much
let me explain something.
Conor fucking
that.
Sells that too.
Yeah, you're right. But what is also... not going to put your shit out there, but people that
don't put my shit out there.
That don't pay for a fight. Fucking, and let's say you fucking.
I'm about to say.
He's like, what shit were you going to rob? I have no idea. Please refrain from saying anything.
There's a toilet of shit there. What are you
doing? I'm looking at the Los Elote out there. So I got the Los Elote I'm throwing out there.
So
but
there's people that view it in a one manner.
Right, and then that's
and
one aspect,
those
right?
That pay for the man.
I mean,
and
honestly,
so,
bro,
but when you pay
honestly,
for it,
dog,
there's glitches
honestly,
that
bro,
happen, right? We're talking about this day and age, right? The day and age of a stream fucking up. Hold on. If a stream fucks up and you complain and ask for a refund to the merchant or whoever's sending you this shit, what happens?
Let me clarify one situation.
They got to count that too, bro.
Let me clarify one situation. For the last, like, 2 years now, we've been watching it with you, bro, so I've been watching it clean, bro. Just put it out there.
And I play for ESPN Plus,
so any fight nights, I'm
very
I'm watching,
valid.
I'm,
but you are the guy I go to for links.
Hey, yeah, bro. If it's not the UFC, bro.
There's been very few fights that I haven't boxed, that I haven't paid for boxing.
Fook Cinnamon.
But back to the Conor thing.
Anywho.
Back to the Conor thing
insider,
that we were talking about, right?
Yeah, please.
All right. So the Conor thing. I think also at the same time, the reason that was allowed is because the UFC benefited from getting those fans from boxing. Because UFC wasn't at the level that it is today. That fight
and McGregor's between
Conor
been the one
and
that's
McGregor,
that,
which
that
are the two icon
level,
figures.
That's
the two icon figures.
I said that in the beginning. They're synonymous. They're together. It's like,
yeah.
They're,
but I don't think that Francis is that.
No, no. Because Conor was he's an icon of the UFC. And so is Mayweather. So when that fight happens, that also allows the UFC to get boxing fans to come
Facts,
in.
Facts, of course.
So like, a lot of people that I've heard,
it makes sense, like why that they allowed that to happen.
All right, so let's say if, bro, because that still to me would be a mega fight because it's another dude.
Which
that,
one?
Fury and Ngannou.
The Gypsy King.
Yeah, bro. It don't matter if he's not. It's just how now, at that point, he would sell the fight.
In my opinion, though.
So he'd have to go on Joe Rogan. In my opinion. Everybody's shit.
Before anything, though, before he left the UFC and all that shit, he should have fought John, bro. That's what I think fucks up a lot.
Okay, bro. But if you was John ready?
Huh?
Was John ready?
Bro, the moment that they knew he wasn't coming back to the UFC, bro, is when John Jones got announced that he was coming
and
back.
And that's
to the UFC.
All another reason why I feel like that's always like timing of the UFC, bro. Wasn't that cuz John Jones was also saying that he wasn't ready. He's like, I want to feel comfortable at certain weight and all this shit. Charles Sonnen was talking about that a lot.
There was a point where it was like for a while where John was like, I'm ready to go. I'm just waiting for the fight to go. And then we're waiting for the Francis Ngannou thing. And the contract with his thing was that there was a year waiting period after his contract
Francis
had ended.
Also was hurt. His two knee injuries, bro.
Yeah, so he... But still,
so
even,
he had to wait on that, so too. He can't just rush a fucking fight just because you wanted to fight.
No, but still...
His body wasn't ready.
But I think he could... For example, his 1 year of contract
negotiation
ends.
See how we just want brute force?
Ends.
See? We just want to see it. A los putazos.
He was in that contract negotiation. He could have... Again, he wanted... He didn't want to just... Like, in my opinion, it's like fight a one-fight deal to fight John and then go do... Renegotiate.
And now John is saying he's going to retire because there's no... There's technically no competition for him in that division because the huge competition was...
I don't think he's in it to fight. He's already made enough money, bro.
No, but he just says Stipe is his last fight and that's it.
But that's what I'm saying because...
There's no one else in that division, though.
He can fight... Who else is in that division?
You're going to fight... You're going to give him Derek Lewis? He's going to destroy Derek Lewis.
No, there's somebody else. Who else is... Tuivasa. Let me see.
He's gonna destroy him too, bro.
Dude. What the hell? Surugan destroyed Tuivasa, bro. Like
Surugan's ass, bro.
And he destroyed Surugan's
ass, bro. Surugan to me,
like Curtis Blades,
got Tuivasa on a bad day.
Rosenstrike is not gonna do anything, bro.
Cereal gain.
That shit was hilarious. I was calling him that the whole week. Cereal gain. You know, but you know. We'll see if we have a new women champion.
At
this
the
week.
End of the day,
we'll see if Charles can get his back on the winning
side. Go for the Mexican.
But right now, we're 3 games closer to finding out what the fuck is going to happen with Ja, right?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm curious about because
exactly
the Heat just
games.
Tied this motherfucker up.
Not exactly 3 games.
The Heat.
It can be 5 games, more games for all we know.
Well, you got who first to fire, right?
But right now it's 1-1, so it wouldn't be 3 more games.
Well,
we don't know, bro. They can win one, and get to 5 games, right, games.
So what if it could go either way?
Three more wins is the way you want to say it.
Either, that's what I'm saying.
From
though.
One team or the other. No, you said 3 more games.
It is 3 more games, bro.
No.
From one team or the other.
No, bro, you just finished my sentence, bro.
Oh my
it's
God.
The first
you had
before,
finished
bro.
You had finished your sentence. The sentence was finished.
I'm gonna end you with this. This is why you sit in the back over there, right?
Nah, bro, I'm sitting right here.
And
right
I
now,
sit
bro.
Right here.
That don't mean shit. It's
right,
Manny? You know why? You know why?
Right, Manny?
You know why you sit there?
Right.
Because I put you right there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking Ric Flair.
Clip it.
Woo. Nah, but
little brother owns big brother.
Pause.
Touche.
Pause. Yeah.
Pause.
Touche.
Pause.
He got me there, fellas. He got me there.
But yeah,
he put me there because he knew I had to be here.
Hey, so do you think?
Yeah, motherfucker.
So you think Miami?
But where
got
you
it?
At?
Exactly. I put you in your place. Sit down.
Where you at?
Sit down.
Where you
put
at?
You in your place.
Woo! It's the Andy talking, y'all. Where you at, though? You at the New Light Barber Lounge. Let's go.
That's fine.
That's fine.
So you think Miami figured something out?
Oh, bro. They figured out these signals that they were doing in the last game. They're like, we got to cut that motion out. They're going to fucking call the play
but
out.
But this for Jokic didn't...
Did you see that fucking
he
clip?
He didn't pass the ball, bro.
He had 41 piece, bro.
But that's the thing. If he don't get his teammates involved, they don't do shit, bro. That's one thing, bro. He would be giving some sick ass.
Manny, what did you say before the podcast started, bro?
Basically,
this is why this happened. This is why because he passed the ball, but then what happened?
Green and Kerr basically were having a pod, and they were talking about that the way you defeat the Nuggets is by taking the head of the snake. and the head of the snake is Jamal Murray. So if that you lock down Jamal Murray, everything comes crashing down. Even
half
if Jokic,
of his assists were gone because when they gave the ball to Jamal, he got locked the fuck down. Mm-hmm. So he can't get those assists when your best player is getting locked up. And half of those assists that he gets a game, if he gets 10 assists, at least 7 go to Jamal Murray, bro. Because that's the guy he's looking for going to the rack or for a shot or whatever. Like, that's his man's. It's a 1-2 punch right there. Damn, that shit's
I mean,
crazy
that's
see,
what
bro.
Destroyed us as the Lakers.
We didn't have nobody
it's
to stop
Jamal
him.
Murray. No one could lock him up. And he was always doing the pick and roll, getting free.
He had mid-range game. He could attack the basket. He had a floater. He could shoot the three.
Yep.
He could get contact.
No, it sucks.
What?
So can Ja Morant, but he's going to be out for a whole year.
But that's what I'm saying. The league is like trying to postpone that announcement by this game, but...
That's how they're like, we gotta make
like
it 1-1.
Biting their fucking nails to find out what they're gonna do about this kid.
It's gonna be a whole. I think they're giving him at least 50 games, bro.
But is that true? Is Stephen A. I heard of a quote that Stephen A. said that there's inside sources around the league that think that he's not gonna be alive in the next 5 years. That John Morant not gonna be alive. I was like, bro, is this some fake ass news?
I heard it's a rumor. It's supposed to be that he was gonna claim that the gun that he was holding was a plastic gun. It was a toy. It wasn't real. I've been hearing that rumor.
But why would you be holding a toy and there's a pellet gun? What the fuck you heard shooting birds for?
No one else. I think he has to leave Memphis. He has to go to, I think, I mean, the league will probably force a trade. That would suck because you would destroy a team that has, like,
honestly,
a future.
A kid, like,
Stephen A. Smith, people in NBA circles fear Ja Morant might be dead in 5 years.
So that's a real quote. Wow.
You don't know how wild he is behind closed doors. I mean, we're only seeing clips.
Well, they
of
already
his
did a wellness check because he posted some cryptic shit. Like,
that was his IG story. That was weird. He was
saying,
they did a wellness check.
Yeah.
He said bye to everybody, his mom, everybody. And supposedly he did that because he was saying bye to social media. You know, and I was like, that's kind of weird. And, you know, and then he just, like, at the end, he was like, bye. So, yeah, the cops went and.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, then Stephen A. says some shit like that.
Well, once again, bro, we don't know how many stories have been brushed under. We're only seeing the ones that have been exposed to us. We don't, because you know that the team put someone to look after him. You know that there's a guy that's looking out for him and making sure that he's not doing.
Not necessarily. I feel like what the issue is that. So a player in the league doesn't there's not that much control, bro. Like you're not an independent contractor, but in a sense you are because there's a players union and all that, right?
So you're still not an independent contractor.
But just because you're an independent contractor doesn't mean that you don't have
a PR
team.
Because you sign a contract. But what I'm saying is
But he's such a star. Because
I cut these dudes and they don't walk around with a fuck somebody following them around. Like,
there's a difference.
Their entourage is who they got, right? Mm-hmm. But what the issue with Ja is that his entourage is putting him in certain situations that you would think another entourage is going to look for after you, like you're saying, which they should be doing. But they're like filming him doing
most of the time.
Shit.
They at least have one person that's like the PR person that's kind of telling you.
But that doesn't come from
the NBA.
Do
that.
Look,
hey,
that comes from
like,
you hiring your agent, and your agent has that for you. That part, but that I don't think he has an agent. His probably agent is his dad or some shit. I don't know who his agent is.
Well, there you go.
But that's just I don't know, bro. It's fucked up. I hope that's not real. I mean,
I wouldn't want that either. That's a scary thing to think about.
Right. Like, what the
especially
fuck?
When he's such a good player. And like I said, he had the potential. I don't know if he still can redeem himself, but he had the potential to be the face of the league.
I mean, dog, the only way he's going to redeem himself is playing out of his mind, bro. And he's already been doing that. So it's like, even with the last time everything happened, right?
They're probably going to want him to leave Memphis, though.
So what would you think would be an appropriate solution for this? Because I feel like if they take basketball away from him is where he would probably off himself.
Because it's a darker place.
Exactly.
You got nothing to do.
Well, your gift that you're born with, that you're like, this is your number one talent that they just take away because of your off.
Here's the other question I have. If he gets suspended here, can he go play overseas?
Nope.
Why? Because you're on the contract, right? But my question would be, damn, I just looked up and I don't want to say this, but I have to just question it. I love you, Kobe. What's worse, flashing a gun or having a rape allegation and then the league still allowing you to play?
Allegation, though. He went through the court process. And
right, and, but they were still, through the due process, they were allowing him to come
but
play.
Allegation means allegedly. Bro,
before we go there, KCP was playing with a fucking ankle monitor.
Right, but what law had this motherfucker broke that we got to make a scandal like this?
So, okay, I don't think it's a legit, like...
You feel
law,
me?
Law, so state law, federal law, but it goes to what you're doing.
Yeah, the contract hurting, under the no, conduct. Not even just that. Under
you're
the
hurting the
that
shield,
signed.
Though. You're hurting the shield, as they say when it comes to the football. NBA. And NFL. Like, you're right, hitting the NBA. Shield, the whole, just NBA. The organization, you know what I mean? Their image.
Yeah, because, like, in the 80s, NBA players would look like cokeheads right. And yeah, like, they smoke cigarettes on halftime.
The NBA has done a very hard job, a very hard work to get to
reputation.
To reputation and for people to take it as a serious.
Now it's live, and back then it was recorded because of the scandals that used to happen and shit. It used to be punches and thrown and shit like that. Like, they didn't give a fuck.
It's came a long way, bro. Think about it. We've gone through Malice at the Palace. We've gone through a lot of things that...
And that was even at the live.
And think about it, too. Look, I think what they're trying to prevent, too, is a Gilbert Arenas situation, bro. Is where he brings it into the locker room.
Because you're getting a fight with your teammate.
Something
like
that, where you feel like you fucking...
Was it also Ray Allen? Same thing?
What did Ray Allen
do? No, Iverson. Sorry.
Well, Iverson his situation had like... Too. Well, his thing was like... He had something happen prior in like high school, college, I think, happened. And then it followed him kind of like that.
Exactly.
That reputation
he was,
followed
because
him.
Because he was from the streets.
Right.
From
and like,
but that was also another reason why they're scared of that. Because they're like, we don't want this situation to escalate. Mm-hmm. It's not that broken a law. It's just they're afraid it might escalate to something bigger.
Well, right, for sure. It's just but then that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have wanted to say this at the beginning of the whole job thing is like, do we tell them just turn off NBA young boy or what? Because it seems like this kid is willing to throw $200 million away by listening to this dude that like. Every time you find...
I question, though, too, who he's hanging around with. Too.
But that's what I'm saying. All of them are listening to the same person.
Because that's a big thing. It's like, if you're around a different type of group of people, it's going to be a different situation.
And if you listen to NBA Youngboy, he's willing to throw away his millions away, too. He's already had gun charges and gun cases and murder. And he's like, managed to have the money to get out of shit, right? Mm-hmm. But he's had this already affect him where I'm like, he's willing to throw his life away, too. He don't give a fuck. So now it's just like, is the influence that powerful?
At the end, this is not an excuse, but at the same time, he is a young kid. You know, and it's not an excuse. It doesn't excuse him. But that is a factor. Sometimes, even though you understand things, you're not fully comprehending your actions.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're waiting on that. What happens with the whole John Morant situation? It'll be coming out very soon.
And you know
what?
As
NBA finals are over for sure.
What are you going to say, Byron?
I honestly feel like maybe it also has to do with like the times we're living in, you know, with all the whole gun situations of like, and you know, people, mass shootings and whatnot. So I feel like it has to linger with some of that, you know.
So you feel like it amplifies it?
Yeah, in a sense, like it already throws bad image, you know, for the NBA. So we're already living in sensitive times. So I feel like that, you know, how you said, you know, amplifies to it.
Gotcha.
Which is my opinion.
All right, so the rumor that Kyrie Irving wants LeBron James at the Mavs through the Lakers trade. Should the Lakers let go of LeBron James?
If we get Luka back, hell yeah.
I don't think we're getting Luka back. They're trying to keep Kyrie Irving, Luka, and James.
Doesn't happen. Who the fuck are they going to give us for LeBron James? They're tripping.
Whatever they have on their bench.
That's not working, bro. What the fuck? Lakers are not that stupid. Rob Pelinka did not just make all these trades. You know what they want, the Lakers want, right? Mm. Is cohesiveness. They want to build a core that they can push through their last years of LeBron. Mm-hmm. And then just, if they can, plug in a few other pieces into what they already have. But I feel like it's just another LeBron publicity stunt. To get the
so
Lakers,
it's not Kyrie?
To get the Lakers to get what LeBron wants on the Lakers. You know what I'm saying?
Which is Kyrie.
Kyrie or something else.
Honestly, just get us Dame Lillard, bro. Phil Knight by the
well, Dame Lillard did tease us, right?
By the Trailblazers, hired Bob Myers, let him get rid of Damian Lillard to the Lakers, and yeah, bro.
Didn't the Lillard already tease us, right? With that little video, he's like, "What fans want to hear right now is Damian Lillard to the Lakers," right? He gave us a little tease.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bro.
That's what we want, bro. It's exactly what we want. You know what I mean? But going past that, Byron, you just went to the East Coast, West Coast battle.
What was the grand finale?
And now the grand finale after they won on Friday, had a pretty good game, and then they lost Saturday. You're trying to see them tie it up. How was that experience seeing Yankee fans and Dodger fans in one stadium? It looked packed to me, bro.
Actually, it was pretty packed. I got packed throughout the whole game.
How many TikToks were filming around you?
I have no idea, bro.
So there was a lot of TikTok being filmed around you?
It's the Yankees versus Dodgers. That's what I'm
telling you. There was a lot of Yankee fans. I wasn't surprised. There's a couple of Yankee fans behind me, and they were like, even like with mixed people, you know? But it was my first experience as a with Dodgers and Yankees. And I would do it again. It's fun.
You know what's crazy is that I feel like I missed an opportunity to do something. Like my first Yankee game, I mean Dodger game, would have been this perfect.
He's a Yankee fan.
I like the Yankees. I ain't going front. On the other side of baseball, you know how they're on the East Coast? I like the Yankees. Mm. And then, I don't know. Maybe I grew up in Van Nuys, and that's what Van Nuys.
Derek Jeter, bro?
Derek Jeter, too. I always liked Alex Rodriguez growing up, you know what I'm saying? And then also ran into Aaron Judge when we were going to a J. Cole concert one time with my brother. He didn't even know who he was, but I was like...
No, I saw him, and I was... I thought it was Aaron Gordon.
See? He didn't even know who he was. So I knew it was Aaron Judge. And,
but I knew it, bro. It was huge as hell.
They didn't! I put you in your place! I put you in that place. I took you to the fucking game.
Move a little to the right. That's your place.
Yo, that shit was hilarious, bro. Insider, y'all. But
I think that it's gonna they're trying to make it a thing where it's already gonna be a thing where they're gonna be here every
do it more
season.
Often.
Yeah, they'll be.
They used to be like every year, 20 years. And
yeah,
shit.
Every season they'll be coming.
It used to be like that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be going to Yankee Stadium, going to watch a game out there for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Show. Besides that, man, we have officially ended league play, bro.
We gotta ask Byron something, bro. What? Byron, how'd you feel about Chivas, bro?
Damn, bro. I see the disappointment. I see the disappointment.
He got quiet.
Yeah, the head down, the scratch in the face.
Because they blew it, man. They were winning that game.
What happened, bro? How did they crumble?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. Like
we're bowling that day, bro.
Yeah, we were bowling that.
We were bowling that day,
bro. But he was watching it, even though he was bowling, bro.
Yeah, it was like
I saw he had it on his phone, bro. He was watching it, dude. He was all into it.
Yeah.
Did you get really sad when Tigres won it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It is what it is, bro. Till next year.
Nah. All right.
But besides that, league play just ended, bro. Mm-hmm. There's a transfer market. I don't know when it's opening or it's already open.
No, so transfer market officially opens on January 1st.
So right now it's just free agency, basically.
Right? No, no. So right now, what it is you can start negotiating. So from the moment the league ends, you can start negotiating. So right now, there's going to be a lot of players that are going to start negotiating and doing deals and talking to one another. So, like, that's going to happen. However, the actual movement of a player going to an actual team and officially being done, it's going to start in July 1st. So on July 1st, that's when they, you know, go buy their house. And as they could buy their house or they can, you know, prepare for it. But that happens until July 1st. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because so, for example, I know Neymar's not returning to PSG.
He's going on a free agency.
Neither is Messi.
Free agency as well.
Benzema just signed a $634 million contract
for 3 years. No-brainer.
And then I know Asensio just is going to PSG.
Yep.
A lot of things are happening.
Yeah, but he's going as a free agent as well.
Question is...
Because his contract ended at Real Madrid.
Question is, Messi, does he go back to Barcelona or not?
And I've been having this conversation like almost every day with one of my coworkers. He's a Barcelona fan, and I was telling him like I don't think it's good for Barca. I don't think it's a good move, but because for me, the reason that Barca were very bad when he was there towards the end was because they were relying on him a lot. They were relying on him a lot, and also they were paying him a lot of wages, which didn't allow him to bring players. Right now, Barcelona are coming back to a good position because those wages got freed up. Because now they're not relying on just Messi. They're relying on several different players. So to go back to that, then start again to relying on Messi, because that's what's going to end up happening. He's going to be the focal point. They're going to want to rely on him even more. Because
Xavi, which is the coach right now, is pushing for it.
Yeah, well, obviously, because he's the iconic figure of Barcelona. Ideally, you would want him to retire. Ideally, he should have never left in the first place. Ideally, you know, because he should have been a one-man, a man of one club.
Yeah.
However, like I said, to me, I say no. Like, However, I see why people would want him back. You know, I mm-hmm. understand it. But then my question becomes, where do you play him? And that's the other debate that I've had with my coworker in extensive. We talked about this for hours. Like, we've talked about, like, okay, like, where do you play him? Because that's the other question. If you bring him back, like, are you going to – when he was at Barca, he played two positions. He played as a false nine or a right winger. I'm like, right now, your right winger is Rafinha. Are you going to bench Rafinha? Who has legs to actually run, and he's been destroying defenses. So I'm like, are you going to bench Rafinha and then put Messi? Or are you going to play him as a false nine, and now you're going to bench Lewandowski? Like, how are you going to play him? Or are you going to play him as a 10, right? Which then that would mean you have your left winger, your right winger, and your striker. He's your cam, your attacking midfielder. But then you got to have two solid defenders behind him, like defensive midfielders, which to me, they don't have that. They don't have solid CDMs. Right now, their only true CDM was Busquets, which is leaving. Mm-hmm. So now isn't
Jordi Alba leaving too?
Jordi Alba is also leaving, yeah, but that's their left back. Their left back is good, though, because they have Marco Alonso and they have Balde, so they should be covered on the left back position. But for me, it's like, okay, if you're going to take Messi and you're going to put him in the midfield, here's the issue with putting Messi in the midfield. Messi doesn't defend anymore. He doesn't have the legs. He's not going to be running. So if you know he's not going to defend, you're going to need two guys in the midfield that are going to have to overwork to compensate for having him on the team. So that's where you got to think about that stuff. So when I think of all those things, and I mean, it's still possible, like, if you know, you have Pedri, who's very young, likes to run, you have Frankie de Jong, like, it is possible. It's just I don't see it convenient for Barcelona, in my opinion, even if they can sign him for free. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to do that. And then also, what's going to be the wage situation if he decides to go back? So I've heard another rumor this morning where they were saying they want to try to get Neymar and Messi back, which that would be even crazier, because then I would be like, where are you guys getting all these wages?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that, honestly, especially Neymar. I don't agree on if he was a healthy Neymar, I would be down, but it's not a healthy Neymar. So I wouldn't take that.
He's injury prone.
But yeah, so that's something that's going on there. And it's going to be very interesting to see where he ends up, if he takes the Saudi Arabia route, or he comes out here to MLS, or he does.
I mean, the other rumor is that the only way Barca can get him is Inter Miami, which is Beckham's MLS team, gets him for free, and then they loan him out to Barcelona. That's a rumor I heard this morning, where I was like, okay, that'd be crazy, but you know, that would be a way that Barca can get him without paying that amount, like crazy amount of wages. Is there, you know?
They split the wages with.
Well, the thing is that when you do a loan, you do the contract. Then you do a contract to determine who pays what percentage of the wages, right? So, like, usually the team that's going to loan the player pays most of the wages. So then you could be like, let's do an 80-20 split. So then that would be mean Inter Miami would pay 20% of his wages. Barcelona only pays 80, you know? So that's the thing that allows that to happen when it comes to a loan.
Is N'Golo Kanté about to be a free agent too?
I don't know if he's officially going to be a free agent. I know that he had 1 year left in his contract.
Jesse Lingard is going to be a free agent.
Yes,
he's Roberto Firmino is going to be a free agent.
Yeah, Roberto Firmino is a free agent. Yes, those are free agents.
I can't see another one, another name that I see that I recognize here at least.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones that I recognize off bat right now. But yeah, that's what's happening in the sports world right now, y'all.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate y'all.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, wherever you want. Subscribe.